If it were true, it could be established, not by the anecdotes of a few people, but by the careful checks, by the technically good clinical methods which are used on any other way of curing diseases. If you believe in faith healing, you have a tendency to avoid other ways of getting healed. It takes you a little longer to get to the doctor, possibly. Some people believe it strongly enough that it takes them longer to get to the doctor. It's possible that the faith healing isn't so good. It's possible, we are not sure, that it isn't. And it's therefore possible that there is some danger in believing in faith healing, that it's not a triviality, not like astrology, wherein it doesn't make a lot of difference. It's just inconvenient for the people who believe in it that they have to do things on certain days. It may be, and I would like to know, it should be investigated, everybody has a right to know, whether more people have been hurt or helped by believing in Christ's ability to heal. Whether there is more healing or harming by such a thing. It's possible either way. It should be investigated. It shouldn't be left lying for people to believe in without an investigation. Not only are there faith healers on the radio, there are also radio religion people who use the Bible to predict all kinds of phenomena that are going to happen. I listened, intrigued, to a man who in a dream visited God and received all kinds of special information for his congregation, etc. Well, this unscientific age. But I don't know what to do with that one. I don't know what rule of reasoning to use to show right away that it's nutty. I think it just belongs to a general lack of understanding of how complicated the world is, and how elaborate and how unlikely it would be that such a thing would work. But I can't disprove, of course, without investigating more carefully. Maybe one way would be always to ask them, how do they know it's true, and to remember maybe that they are wrong. Just remember that much anyway, because you may keep yourself from sending in too much money. There are also, of course, in the world, a number of phenomena that you cannot beat, that are just the result of a general stupidity. And we all do stupid things, and we know some people do more than others, but there is no use in trying to check who does the most. There is some attempt to protect this by government regulation, to protect this stupidity, but it doesn't work 100%. For example, I went on a visit to one of the desert sites to buy land. You know, they sell land, these promoters. There's a new city going to be built. It's exciting, it's marvelous, you must go. Just imagine yourself in a desert with nothing but some flags poked here in the ground with numbers on them and street signs with names. And so you drive in the car across the desert to find the 4th Street and so on to get to the lot 369, which is the one for you, you're thinking. And you stand there kicking sand in this thing, discussing with the salesman why it's advantageous to have a corner lot and how the driveway will be good because it will be easier to get into from that side. Worse, believe it or not, you find yourself discussing the beach club, which is going to be on that sea, what the rules of membership are, and how many friends you're allowed to bring. I swear I got into that condition. So when the time comes to buy the land, it turns out that the state has made an attempt to help you. So they have a description of this particular thing that you have to read. And the man who sells you the land says it's the law. We have to give you this to read. They give it to you to read, and it says that this is very much like many other real estate deals in the state of California, and so on, and so on, and so on. And among other things, I read that although they say that they want to have 50,000 people at this site, there is not enough water for a number which I better not say, or I'll get accused of libel. But it was very much less. I can't remember it exactly. It was in the neighborhood of 5,000 people, somewhere like that. So, of course, they had noticed that this was in there before, and they told us that they had just found water at another site far away that they were going to pump down.